This is Frayed Ends of Twine, an X-Men First Class fusion with the X-Men Comicsverse fanfic, written by 1001 Cranes and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G, contains the pairing Eric Lyncher, Charles Xavier, with additional tags for adoption and family. Author's notes. Kink meme fill. Charles and Eric adopt wee Jean Grey. It would be cute if Eric spoiled her while Charles had to be the disciplinarian. Jean's powers manifest so suddenly and so powerfully, Charles doesn't even need Cerebro to find her. She sends a psychic shockwave up and down the East Coast that has Charles snapping wide awake in the middle of the night, scrambling for the Blackbird, while Eric is still muzzily searching for his pants. "She's too powerful to let wait," Charles says, excited, only barely thinking of the implications of danger, as ever. "We have to find her before someone like Emma does, or she hurts someone, or herself. She's... oh my God, Eric, she could do anything she could think of." That Jean Grey is a recently orphaned 5-year-old is not what either of them expects, though Charles is easily the more puzzled. "I sensed something old in her," he says. "Ancient, even." He brightens after a moment. "Much like Aurora." "Ah," Eric says. "I understand." Aurora is 11, and he already feels she constantly judges him and finds him wanting. The worst part is how much it bothers him. "What are we going to do?" Xavier's School for Gifted Youngsters is just that. A school, not a foster home. Though Charles is incredibly persuasive at convincing parents to send their children there, as well as having a lot of luck in snagging the older children. Unwanted children, Eric thinks, not unkindly. From the system, no one is going to let a tiny, unspeakably adorable redheaded child go, even one with behavior issues. It's a tricky situation. They've never found a mutant this powerful before. Certainly not at 5 years old. They can't leave her. "We could adopt her," Charles suggests, eyes bright. "Have you actually gone completely insane?" Eric asks, which is vaguely ridiculous in itself because he already knows the answer. "Just listen," Charles says, and Eric knows he's doomed. Jean Grey is, indeed, tiny, red-headed, and adorable. She's also frightfully intelligent, a mini-tyrant in the making, and Eric somehow finds himself exceedingly charmed. "Jean," he says soothingly, "you can't just make Hank shave off all of his fur." Her nose wrinkles. "His head is noisy. He's always thinking about how hot he is, but when he showers, he keeps thinking about how he smells like wet dog." "Then you must practice your shielding," Charles says sternly. "Not make Hank go do things he doesn't want to do." "What if I make him want it?" Jean says, narrowing her eyes and crossing her arms. "Then he didn't really want it, did he?" Charles tries, much more patiently than Eric is able. A shorn beast is, well, far too hilarious to contemplate, and even though Eric keeps a straight face, he knows Jean has his number. "You are going to go apologize, and then we are going to work on your shielding. For an hour," he threatens, and Jean's face erupts into a flush of rage. "Fine," she grits out, but not before the pictures all up and down the hall slam themselves against their hooks. "I'm going right now," And then she stamps her little feet all the way up the stairs. Charles turns to look at him, as utterly bowled over as Eric has ever seen him. "This was all your idea, remember?" Eric tells him. "Yes, well," Charles clears his throat. "I somehow thought you were going to be the bad parent, so to speak." Eric laughs until his stomach hurts. The ethics, the discipline, he leaves to Charles. With Jean, Eric sees nothing but possibility. The end. Reader's note. This podfic was recorded for Annalise O10 because she's been having a tough week and everyone needs some joy in the form of tiny baby Jean. So cute. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it and have a nice day.